Since 2018, Jennifer Boomgarten Dowd has served as president and chief executive officer for the Omaha Symphony. Her love of music began years ago and with the help of a neighbor.
I started my career in music when my next door neighbor let me try her trumpet as a fourth grader. And I kind of fell in love and I went home and I said, I want to play the trumpet. My mom and dad went, okay, because we didn't come from a terribly musical family, but they did, in fact, buy me a trumpet. And I joined the fifth grade band and continued to play and found something I just loved to do and something I excelled at. It was kind of my place, right? I wasn't necessarily into sports, but I was into music.
Jennifer's love of music grew. She caught the conducting bug in high school, and that led her to ask the high school band director for permission to conduct the grade school bands. The passion continued in college, first at Luther College in Iowa with a degree in trumpet performance, and then at Arizona for a master's degree in conducting. Jennifer came to Omaha in 1999 as a conductor for the Omaha Area Youth Orchestra. A visit to the Henry Dorley Zoo confirmed her career choice.
I went into the aquarium and there's a quote on the wall. It's by a Senegalese scholar. And it says, "For in the end, we will preserve only what we love. We will love only what we understand. And we will understand only what we are taught." The context of that is they were talking about conservation, right? Talking about conservation of our planet and our... I sort of took it to read for me, right? If I want this amazing thing that we call music and classical music and orchestras to continue and thrive, I needed to teach.
Saying yes to every opportunity has led Jennifer to her current position as president and CEO of the Omaha Symphony, but she's still teaching.
And now I don't necessarily teach little kids, you know, that F is first finger on the G string, but I teach communities and I teach philanthropists about the value and the importance of a healthy symphony orchestra and how we can be a contributor to the amazingness of Omaha.
Jennifer believes in the amazing future of Omaha through the power and importance of the arts.
The arts have the ability to connect people. They have the ability to convene. They have the ability to help us celebrate. They have the opportunity to help us mourn. And those are all the art forms, right? They speak to so many different opportunities as we think about our culture and our society and our city and ways to, you know, societies express themselves through their art.
It's the love of the arts, especially music, that has brought Jennifer to a career she never would have imagined.
It's funny because when I do job interviews now with folks that want to become a member of our team, one of the questions that I ask is, what job do you want to retire from, right? And they always kind of look at me a little bit mystified and say, look, I promise not to hold you to it because I wouldn't have known the answer to that question, right? I would not have gotten it right, I guess. I maybe would have known what I thought I wanted the answer to be. But I would not have been correct. But I've absolutely chosen the right path for me. And I'm fortunate to be able to do what I love to do, which is, you know, making sure this community has access to amazing music.
That amazing music is a result of the relationships developed over the years by always saying yes to an opportunity. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Michael Hilt.